Warning, this week Florida Man gets you under his spell. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories, a mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, are things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week we got our email from listener Doug, who said, "This one's not as bad as the home castration kit operation gone wrong. It's not bad, though. Thanks, Doug." And thank you, Doug, for sending this one in.
All right.
I like this story. You want to read it or you want me to?
No, I read the last one. I'm tongue-tied from that one.
All right. From Gainesville.com. Gainesville hypnotherapist accused of sex with a patient.
I always wondered about like hypnotherapists because I have a somewhat of a fear of that. So like if somebody like was, if I've never been hypnotized that I know of, and if they came and put like planted a word in your head, like peanut butter, like you'd like strip down naked or something or run through the streets.
Yeah. The real, like the hypnotherapists, they don't have that level of control over your behavior. Like the things you see on a stage where people are like barking like a dog or running around flapping their wings like a chicken. That's all put on. That's not real. That's not what really happens. But they can, and they can't make you do anything that you wouldn't do normally.
Okay.
They just, what they do basically is they make you more relaxed and comfortable with doing the things that you were going to do anyway.
Okay.
So anyway.
Thank you, Joel. Apparently you've got experience in this as well.
I do. At least research. Anyway, so here's the story. A Florida man who advertises himself as a hypnotherapist who offers, quote, psycho-spiritual therapy, unquote, was arrested Wednesday on allegations he sexually accosted a client, Gainesville police reported. Robert Andrew Nichols, age 63, was charged with being a psychotherapist engaging in sex with a client or former client, an affidavit states. So apparently that's against the law. If you're a psychotherapist, that's one word, not a psychotherapist.
So he was trying to hypnotize him and to get him to have sex with him.
That's what this sounds like, yeah. In June 2018, a woman reported that she began receiving therapy from Nichols and that he would ask intimate questions about her sex life. Now, depending on what she was there to see him to treat, that may or may not have been legit. I mean, if she's there because, you know, she's frigid or I don't know. Is that the right word?
I don't know, Joel.
If she's not enjoying her experiences.
Frigid? I don't think we would use the word frigid.
Not in this case. No. Okay. So, but if she's having hangups of some kind, maybe he would be asking those kinds of questions. But if she's there to stop smoking, not appropriate. Although that is an oral fixation, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yes.
All right. In August, he unexpectedly kissed her on the lips during an appointment, the report states. Nichols allegedly asked her to go to his house to continue the appointment.
Yeah, might be. Yeah.
They had sex, and after that incident, police said, Nichols stopped charging for counseling services.
So far, I'm seeing nothing out of the ordinary here.
I may be a unethical psychotherapist, but I am not a whore.
Nope.
They terminated their professional relationship and continued to engage in sex therapy and ritual magic.
Ritual magic.
Until November. So from August to November, that's okay. What, 5 months?
Ritual magic.
Ritual magic and sex therapy.
Okay.
Nichols reportedly told the woman the ritual magic and sex therapy would be helpful to the woman.
Of course he did.
It would be helpful to me.
Of course.
Eventually, the relationship ended, and the woman asked for a refund.
But she had been paying for it.
He stopped charging her, but something tells me insurance wouldn't cover that anyway.
No, I don't think you could file that with Blue Cross.
Nope. In March, GPD Detective Ronnie Pirtle interviewed Nichols, who reportedly told Pirtle he and the woman had dated and had a romantic relationship. Two very different things, apparently, in Mr. Nichols' mind. The report states that Nichols would not say if the relationship was sexual.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet he didn't because he knew what the rules were. Pirtle wrote in his report that Nichols said he had met the woman in an adult education course he taught at Santa Fe College. Florida statutes state that, quote, any psychotherapist who commits sexual misconduct with a client or former client when the professional relationship was terminated primarily for the purpose of engaging in sexual contact, commits a felony of the third degree, unquote. So you can't break it off with your patient just to bone her.
Okay.
I'd say that's a good rule for a therapist.
I'm fine.
Because usually the person seeing a therapist has some issues they need to work through. So you don't want to have somebody taking advantage of that. I'm just saying.
I'm not denying you, Joel. I mean, you're speaking like you're trying to convince me. I'm not arguing with you.
Okay. The state defines a therapist as a person licensed under various statutes, quote, or any other person who provides or purports to provide treatment, diagnosis, assessment, evaluation, or counseling of mental or emotional illness, symptom, or condition.
All right. So let's get back to the... Put this in country for me. What the hell happened? Because I am thoroughly confused.
All right.
So this hypnotherapist claims... this is what I've known so far.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Gainesville.
Yes. So near the university.
No shit, Joel.
So University of Florida, for those of you who don't know what... I'm talking for our listeners. I know you know where the UF is, but so, yeah.
So this happened in Gainesville.
Yes.
That's where I got lost.
Okay.
So do we have a whiteboard in here?
No, we need to put that on the list for the Amazon.
We ain't got nowhere to put it. Anyway.
So
he is a hypotherapist.
Hypnotherapist.
Yes.
Hypo. Who offers hypnotherapist.
We've already established I don't speak English, okay?
Psycho-spiritual therapy.
And I'm still pissed about that because I meant to say I don't speak British, and it came out as I don't speak English. And I appreciate you putting that in there and the bloopers, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, so psycho-spiritual therapy is what he offers.
Okay, so what's spiritual about it?
He can make bullshit up. And say it's
that God wants her to do this.
Oh, I don't think it has anything to do with God. Although she might have been screaming God when, oh God.
This is so basically he's just a pervert and was using this to get to her.
Yeah. He was using this to pick up easy women, I guess.
Well, you don't know she was easy.
Well, all he had to do was say, hey, come to my house. She's like, okay.
Well, maybe he was hot.
He was 63.
Oh, never mind. What if I'm hot at 63? Fair enough. All right, that's the show for the Quickie Show for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, please send us an email to floramenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed while you listen to the sound of my voice. You feel your eyelids getting heavy. You're very relaxed. You will go to patreon.com/floridamen and subscribe to hear extended versions of our full episodes. When I count backwards from three, you'll wake up refreshed and wanting to go to paypal.me/floridamen and send us a tip. 3, 2, 1.
What happened?
Last line.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
I may be a unethical psychotherapist, but I am not a whore.